With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening.
Just came in that Pfizer has officially asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize its vaccine for emergency use.
Excellent.
That would mean the first Americans to get a vaccine, I mean, outside of the ones who did in the trial, could probably be just a few weeks away.
Oh my God, that's excellent news. Tell me again. Repeat whatever you just said.
Pfizer has officially asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize its vaccine for emergency use. That means that we could see some of the first Americans to get the vaccine for COVID-19 before Christmas.
Excellent news. Well, the Vatican...
Pfizer has officially... Just the two times?
Two times are good. It looks like Instagram is going to have to say it's rosary because it's in trouble with the Vatican. This is all about the Pope's Instagram account liking a photo of a lingerie-clad Brazilian model.
I love it.
The Vatican wants an explanation from Instagram. They're blaming Instagram for the Pope tapping that.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You tap it.
I know, but don't say that about the Pope.
Tap it.
Natalia Garabottom or Garaboto.
Yeah, bottom is right. That was a Freudian slip.
What I love is that it says it's unclear when the photograph was first liked, which shows Garaboto's skimpily clad buttocks.
Skimpily clad.
But the interaction became visible November 13th before being unliked the next day. So.
Well, we know that the Pope is a butt man.
Yeah.
Now. Andrew Giuliani has the COVID.
That's not Rudy. That's Rudy's son.
Rudy's son tested positive this morning for the COVID. He is a White House official. He's an advisor to the president.
Did you all watch My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah. Do you remember that point where the guy's son got the COVID?
And Andrew Giuliani was at that press conference yesterday in the room at the RNC that was pretty crowded. I hear
that was and it was hot, obviously.
Hot. Oh, yeah,
maybe that's good. Maybe the coronavirus doesn't spread in the hot,
but he's got it
steamy. Well, he could have gotten it anywhere, but he could have probably
make sense
given
if,
it to
it. Would make sense if it came out that Rudy Giuliani had the COVID and that was the reason why he was sweating so profusely.
He could, maybe, yeah. Small turkeys are trending. Small turkeys, one of those things that people are talking about as we get closer to Thanksgiving because obviously. You and two of your closest family members can't eat an entire 14-pound turkey. So smaller turkeys are probably the way that things are going to go next week. However, those may be hard to find.
Mm.
Thanksgiving gatherings are going to be smaller. Turkeys are going to be downsized. That's affected the entire supply chain because consumers, butchers, meat suppliers, grocers, and chefs are all trying to find the smaller birds. Just here's the thing. Get a chicken. Just go to Vaughn's and get one of their roasted chickens that's already there.
Not the same.
No.
Yeah,
but
what are you talking about? Get a chicken. A chicken?
Yes.
No, that's ridiculous.
Then put turkey gravy on your chicken.
No.
That's clashing fowl.
Clashing
unless you do a turducken.
Fowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you did a turducken, those aren't huge usually.
But that's a turkey and a chicken and a duck.
I know, but at least there's turkey.
Okay.
Well, you got to have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Gary.
Why?
Because are you not an American? Did you suddenly become a Canadian in the past
Canadians don't eat
few minutes?
Turkey. Canadians eat geese.
Right.
Do they?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Come on, let the boy feed your dog.
Just get a chicken.
Canadians eat on Thanksgiving.
Do Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes, they
it's
do.
A Canadian Thanksgiving.
October.
Okay.
Second Monday in October.
So it's already over for them.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
What do we care?
Okay, so foods traditionally... No, that's...
It's not...
They do the turkey thing.
It's poutine, right? Turkey and poutine?
They eat roast turkey, pumpkin, corn ears, pecan nuts.
That's a very fall harvesty style meal right
there.
It
is. They get into it.
Mm. Butchers are trying to break down these larger 28 to 30 pound turkeys and selling them off in parts like a 1987 Honda Civic. Instead of whole turkey dinners for large parties, restaurants are offering Thanksgiving takeout meals for two people. Some are serving chicken or duck instead.
I did that one year. My parents came to visit me. I had just moved to LA and we were in my tiny apartment that didn't have a dishwasher. And you overlook things like that when you're 24.
I didn't have a dishwasher until I was 33 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or I didn't use one.
Anyway, we're sitting there in my sad little kitchen and it's the three of us. And I had gotten takeout from like Foster Farms or something like that. It was fine. But there's just something that doesn't work for me on Thanksgiving with a to-go meal. You got to make that. Somebody else has got to make it, but.
Someone's got to make it.
But just like the smells in the kitchen and all of that, you know, you got to have that.
I totally agree, but you can
and
match that.
And it can't be the smell of a chicken.
You can match that with a chicken.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No.
Fine. You're going to waste a bunch of food. You're going to just be food waster. That's what
it's
you
It's not
are.
A food waster
You're
thing.
Food waster. Not
well,
not
you're
this
a Canadian.
Year. This year of all years, it's not a good time.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.